anytime. Wireless service subject to Straight Talk terms and conditions.
4 minutes past the hour at 3 o'clock here on KGYM. Welcome in to the Tuesday edition of the Gym Class. Big show coming up for you. We will talk with Wyatt Schultz from the Predicament State Wrestling Tournaments getting underway tomorrow at the Wells Fargo Arena in Des Moines. State duels tomorrow, and that gets us into Thursday action with the first round of the traditional state tournament. We'll talk about that. Iowa apparently has rounded out their football coaching staff. We will talk about that coming up in a little bit. Basketball coming your way tonight. We'll also get you updated on what's happening with the district bowling going on over at Lancer Lanes across the street. All that coming up and more. Tuesday edition of the Gym Class coming your way on KGYM. What happened to our music, Mark? Our music went away. What the heck? This is called On the Fly, baby. Let me try this again. Would you like to talk over the music, Mark? I must have hit that twice. I've never done that before.
I thought you plugged in a love song or something like that for the guy.
No. We don't want to get too sappy here on the old program today. Happy Valentine's Day to everyone out there. Valentine's Day edition of the Gym Class coming your way here on KGYM. Scott Udash, Mark Dukes, Alex Kuhn, our producer. As we come your way from our studios here in the southwest side of Cedar Rapids, we got a lot to get to today, and let's start things off here in just a couple of minutes. We're going to head over to Lancer Lanes. Jeff Downing from KGYM Sports is over there, and he'll get us updated on what's happening at the district boys and girls bowling meet that's going on over there.
Bowling day in America.
It is bowling day in America before bowling night in America. So that's always fun and exciting. See who qualifies for next week's state tournament. Also, preview the state wrestling championships coming up at the Wells Fargo Arena in Des Moines. We'll do that with Wyatt Schultz coming up here in just a little bit. As we mentioned, Iowa coaching news today, and more, and including a game for the ages last night down in Lawrence, Kansas, as West Virginia looked like they were going to hand Kansas their second loss of the year at home at Fog Allen Fieldhouse, which never, ever happens. And then Kansas came from, I think, 14 down or something in the last 2.5 minutes to take it to overtime and come away with a win. So we will get to that coming up here in just a little bit. But as I mentioned, we'll check in with Jeff Downing. That'll be coming up here in just a moment or two. Tonight, high school basketball coming your way. Boys, regular season action. All three of our frequencies, 1600 AM, 107.5, and 106.3 FM. We will be at Jefferson tonight. It'll be the Jayhawks hosting number one Iowa City West. We'll have it for you tonight at 7:30. West going to try to bounce back from the game on Saturday night. They lost to Webster Groves, Missouri, the number two rated team in Missouri. They've got two top 50 guys. One of them's headed off to play for Louisville next year, Rick Pitino. And certainly no problem with a loss to a group like that, and hung in there 76-68. So we will see him ready to go.
Yeah, teams trying to refine their games as we head towards the tournament trail. Of course, some of the smaller schools in postseason play in girls basketball, and this is an important time to try to get ready for the postseason, which ultimately is the big prize.
And I got a chance to see Austin Fife last night.
Yeah.
Future UNI Panther. We'll talk about that coming up here in just a little bit. But as promised, we're going to start things off, and we're going to throw it across the street. A little bowling day in America. And Jeff Downing is our correspondent over there at Lancer Lanes. It's the district bowling going on, as you hear in the background right there. And Jeff, get us up to date along with Rocky Bennett over there, the Prairie Athletic Director.
Well, Prairie is the host of the bowling that's taking place here at Lancer Lanes. And Rocky, man, every time I come over here the last 3 or 4 years, seems like Prairie's right in the middle of things, and it's another exciting afternoon.
We've got some really cool things going with our bowling program. Coach John Staub is the Lancer owner, and he's one of our assistant coaches. Coach Wilfong's got the boys and girls side rocking and rolling. So right now they're right down to the wire in both girls and boys, and they both got a very good shot at getting to Des Moines next week.
Absolutely. Now they're in District 7. And Prairie and Muscatine, Iowa City West, and City High. And, again, both the boys and girls for Prairie. Right in the middle of it, Prairie going into the Baker was 10 pins up on Iowa City West. And then for the girls, no surprise here, Muscatine, always tough every year for the girls. But Prairie right in it. They're down about 40 pins going into the Baker. So right in the middle of it for both boys and girls for Prairie.
Absolutely. We're hoping, and the state did come in with a different thing this year where they're doing an at-large bid. So we have one of the highest averages in the state along with Muscatine as a team on the girls' side. So coaches are pretty confident, even if we don't beat Muscatine head-to-head here, we can get that other bid.
Now, one thing also is they don't release the scores until everybody's done bowling. They've done that. I believe they started that last year. So, because some of the districts, they start at 9 o'clock in the morning, and then it kind of gives you an advantage to see, well, let's see, if I don't win, I can beat this score and still get into the state. They don't allow those scores to be posted until everybody's done. So we can't really give any scores until probably this evening. We'll have it on our updates tonight, possibly during Scott's game, but we'll see when the scores come in. We'll get you updated on that. So I'm sure you'll know as soon as you can.
Yeah,
but it's going to be a little bit later on.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Yep. How about, let's see, let's talk about also who's bowling this afternoon. Jefferson is also bowling today. They're over in District 6, and they're in Marshalltown. Lindmar is also on the road in Cedar Falls, and also in Class 3A, Kennedy and Washington. They're bowling in Dubuque this morning. I think the last time, or maybe a couple years ago, when we first started broadcasting here, there was only two classes. That shows how much bowling has really grown throughout the schools and throughout the state. You probably see it over at Prairie, too, more boys and girls going out for bowling.
We really do. Our JV programs are becoming more and more effective at running the JV program because you got to develop those kids because they move right into the varsity level competition.
They do.
And, we've probably seen our numbers increase by, 10 to 12 a year in the last 3 or 4 years, and kids just truly have a lot of fun.
And working with the bowling alley, too, you guys just have to have a good partnership with that.
Absolutely, and that's it. That's imperative and important. Keep communication lines open. There's fees that we're responsible for, but at the end of the day, it's a nice fit.
Absolutely. We'll wrap it up here. Basketball is exciting for both boys and girls. We're going to give some bowling a little love this afternoon as the boys and girls really fighting it out today, looking to possibly get to the state tournament.
Jeff, can you hear me? This is Mark.
Yeah, go ahead.
Ask Rocky, what are they going to build out there first, a bowling alley or a swimming pool?
he's got the headset on, too.
Okay.
Go ahead and ask him.
I have a lot of people wanting both, but I think the bowling proprietors would be upset if we built a bowling alley. But those things are – swimming pool especially is talked about a lot.
Yeah, you got room.
Keep it rolling, Rocky. Good year for you.
Right. Thanks, Mark. Thanks,
all right.
Scott.
All righty. We'll send it back to you guys.
All right. Thank you, Jeff. Appreciate it. Jeff Downing and Rocky Bennett, the Prairie Athletic Director, out there live at Lancer Lanes. And John and Barb they're the congenial hosts today out there at Lancer Lanes.
They are indeed. And 45th year for Lancer Lanes, and they keep going strong. And there's a lot of excitement in bowling. I know a lot of you could care less out there, but these kids really get into it. A lot of teamwork involved, and I'm glad to see bowling growing. Actually,
do we take full credit for that?
We can take partial credit. Can't
we? Why not?
I mean, these are the future Rusty Nails, probably.
You never know.
Joel and Muscatine on their Geriatric Investment Services text line. The Muskie girls are poised to win a state title this year, building a dynasty. They're always tough. Certain communities are always tough in certain sports, and Muscatine is one of those cities that is very strong in bowling.
Indeed, indeed. All right, 3:13 here on the program. We're going to talk to Wyatt Schultz coming up here in just a little bit from the predicament as the state wrestling tournament, state duels, will get underway tomorrow, 3A, 2A, and 1A at the Wells Fargo Arena in Des Moines. And also coming up on Thursday, it'll be the first day of the three-day state wrestling tournament. And again, you can comment, Jerry Ask Investment Services text line at 319-366-1600. Before we get to that, news of the day. Nothing, again, set in stone as far as the University of Iowa, as far as coaching positions are concerned, as far as football and the staff. But there are reports out there and internet reports, social networking reports, etc., that the offensive line coach will be Tim Polasek. I believe that's how you pronounce that. Who was going to be coming to Iowa from North Dakota State. You remember them.
Sure do. Remember the fans as well.
Back in September. I think they're still on Melrose going, let's go Bison. Mm. And then Kelt Copeland from Northern Illinois, rumored to be the new wide receivers coach for the Iowa Hawkeyes, coming in from the Husky program.
Ironically, both of those gentlemen were hired at, was it Northern Illinois, I think?
I believe so, yeah.
Yeah, in 2013. So we'll wait for confirmation on that.
Yeah, and again, that's just, there's nothing set in stone as of yet. It's not been made official, but... that is what internet reports are saying at this time, and there have been several of them. So I can imagine when there's smoke, there's fire, as we always say in the industry out there. So if that comes up during our program before 4 o'clock, same thing with the APC. If that comes up between 4 o'clock and 7 o'clock, that something official comes out from the University of Iowa as far as the football program is concerned, we will certainly let you know about it right here on KGYM. Reminder, speaking of the APC, they've got Rough Rider tickets up for grabs all this week between 4 o'clock and 7 o'clock. Todd and Tyler will have those. He'll give away a pair of tickets each day to see the Rough Riders take on Team USA on Friday night, February the 24th. That is a 7:05 start to that game. That is Salute to Service Night. Active and retired military and their families can get discounted tickets to the game. So no reason not to come out there. Cheer on Team USA. Cheer on all the military folks out there as you can pick up your tickets this week by listening to the APC. And you can go to our website, kgymradio.com, for more information on that.
Really cool story, you know, out of Dubuque, and I'm sure you saw this, but it has Cedar Rapids ramifications. Mark Morehouse, our friend from the Gazette,
yeah,
his brother tragically died in December. And I read and heard about this story last night. The kids there went together and went to the administration, apparently, and pleaded to have the wrestling room named in Matt Morehouse's honor.
Yep.
Matt was an art teacher and wrestling coach at the school before he passed away, and that decision was made last night. And I thought a very cool story that the kids were active in that regard in the school. You know, acted on their interests as well. So, really cool story. Certainly, thoughts go out to Mark Morehouse and his family. But really cool story that I found pretty touching.
Yeah, and you know what? I think there was a rule, even as early as 5-6 years ago, that as far as the Cedar Rapids Community Schools are concerned, you could not name any athletic fields, courts,
yeah,
etc. After people, that has changed. There are a few out there: Niemeyer Field, where Jefferson mm-hmm. plays softball; Herkimer Field, where Kennedy plays baseball. And I think that's great. I think it's great. Honor these people. Why not? Let the future generations know exactly who these people are. That these courts, fields, etc., are named after.
I think there's a risk of going overboard in naming streets and press boxes and fields and whatnot after people. But I think sometimes it's just a no-brainer to do so with a certain person. I know the folks at Jefferson Middle School in Dubuque felt, at least the students felt, if not others felt, that it was the right thing to do in naming the wrestling room after Matt Morehouse. And you know, that as the text line points out, 4702 Dick Core Field and at Hempstead.
Yep.
And
great legendary baseball coach for the Mustangs.
Ken Charper Field at Xavier.
Yep.
The list goes on and on. So I think it's got to feel right. And you know, Bob Brooks press box at Kingston Stadium makes sense. So I that wasn't in the show prep, but I just thought it was a really cool story that I saw last night.
No, it was. It was. And definitely. And give credit to the kids as well. Give credit to the kids as well. All right. 18 past the hour, 3 o'clock. We need to take a break. We'll come back, and we're going to talk state wrestling with you, which gets underway tomorrow. One of the most popular events as far as its sports calendar is concerned. They'll sell it out from rafter to rafter at Wells Fargo, especially for the finals Saturday night and probably the semifinals as well. And if you, again, you've never been there, make your plans to go there.
We've said it multiple times, and it's so true. And by the way, I noticed Wyatt Schultz went out on us last night. He was on a certain television program last night talking about wrestling. So, he'll save his best stuff for us, I'm sure.
There you go. All right, we'll take a break, come back, talk with Wyatt when we return after this. You're listening to the Gym Class Tuesday edition here on KGYM.
Once upon a time, there was an office full of grumbly staffers with computer issues.
So they called us. We love a challenge.
They needed a rescue from troubled servers, networks, blue screens of death, and more.
That's what we do for businesses in the corridor, and we have been for over 30 years. We are IT Solutions.
They are IT Solutions.
I just said that. Anyway, we know a properly configured and maintained computer network can make your employees 5 to 15% more efficient.
That's a whole lot of happy.
Yeah, it is. We monitor our clients' systems to make sure they're working. A lot of times, we solve a problem before a client even knows there is one.
Sounds like secret high-tech stuff.
Sure. Our clients have a dozen to a few hundred computers, some a few less, but they all have a lot of happy and productive employees because their computers work.
And they can stay focused on
taking care of their customers instead of their computers.
Find your happily ever after at IneedMyComputersToWork.com.
Go to IneedMyComputersToWork.com to learn more.
There's people who care where I'm going, and good friends who welcome me home. So get a full tank of freedom, drive the American road. And with a full tank of freedom, find your own highway, we'll take you wherever you go.
Marathon, fueling the American spirit.
You drove him to every practice, every game. But now, he's driving to his first day of college, where the games are going to get bigger, and so are his dreams.
American Family Insurance knows protecting your dreams goes beyond the car itself.
See Kurt Gustafson at Kurt Gustafson Agency, your American Star Certified Agency. Excellence in customer experience.
American Family Mutual Insurance Company and its affiliates, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin, 53783.
Hawkeyes, Cyclones, Panthers, and all the college teams in the area. If it's in the news, they'll be talking about it. Scott Unash and Mark Dukes on the Gym Class, KGYM.
We are back, 21 past the hour at 3 o'clock. Tuesday edition of the Gym Class coming your way right here on KGYM. Thank you very much for joining us here today. Basketball coming your way tonight. Wrestling tomorrow from Wells Fargo Arena in Des Moines. Get started bright and early tomorrow morning with the duels. And how far we have come as far as the duels are concerned. We'll talk about that and more. Wyatt Schultz set to join us right now from The Predicament. You can check them out online at their website. And Wyatt does a terrific job for us. And his appearance brought to you by Kurt Gustafson Agency of American Family Insurance. They're located on Johnson Avenue Northwest in Cedar Rapids, right across from the Johnson Avenue High V. Kurt will be watching the results from the state wrestling tournament, as well as everybody else. And we'll have results tomorrow, Thursday, and Friday for you. And, Wyatt, great time of the year, isn't it? Probably your favorite time.
Yes, it is, but it's also a busy time. But, yeah, you're right. It is a great time.
Well, first of all, try to break up as many fights between the media and people associated with things that you can.
It's going to be an interesting experience, let me tell you.
Yes, it will. And to start things off here, I started off the segment by saying it's amazing how things have changed. 5 years ago or whenever they started the state duels on the Wednesday prior to the traditional state tournament, everybody was talking about wrestlers sitting out. Are they going to have the JV team out there? And I think everybody that kind of cooler heads prevailed, I think, at that point. Everyone said, well, let's just wait and see how this plays out for the next handful of years. And here we are, and most everybody runs out their full schedule of wrestlers, at least while they're in the winner's bracket anyway.
Exactly. For the biggest part, I think they do, as long as they're on the winner's side. Once they lose, they start putting in kids that normally don't get to wrestle in the state tournament. You know, coaches have different philosophies on what they want to do, but for the most part, I think, and I think maybe they've conceded to the fact that this is the way it's going to be, whether you like it or not. And so let's wrestle.
Well, I personally don't like it. I'm on record as saying that. I mean, look at these guys in 3A that go to the finals. They over-wrestled three matches tomorrow and back on the mat at 9 a.m. the next morning. I mean, that's stupid.
It's grueling, but then at the same time, if you I'm not in favor of it either, so I'll just say that as well. But you look at some of these tournaments that some of these schools go to, like the Cheesehead, those kids wrestle nine matches in 2 days. So it's not impossible to do. And also, if you stay on that winner's side, you may wrestle three matches on Wednesday, but then you're only getting one or two a day after that. So as long as you stand on the winner's side, you're in good shape.
Yeah. Well, taking a look at the duels, let's start there. Prairie is the number 8 seed. All they get is number 1 Southeast Polk at 11 o'clock right out of the chute tomorrow. So best of luck, I guess.
Yeah, and the other thing is, like we were just talking, they can rest their starters right away. maybe Kane doesn't want to hear me say that, but you know, they got a tough draw right off the bat. You know, the one I'm really interested in, of course, like all the brackets, is that 4-5 seed with Western Dubuque and Waverly Shell Rock.
Are you going chalk on the different champions in the different classes as far as number 1 seeds?
Pardon, I didn't catch that.
Are you going with all the number 1 seeds in the three classes?
Yeah, I think they will. The 2A, I don't know. That one's kind of baffling me a little bit because Solon's got a nice dual team, but then they're going to have to take on Atlantic, the number 3 seed. So I don't know. You know, and Don Bosco and Lisbon's going to be a tough if they make the finals. That's going to be a good one too. And Sibley O'Sheedon is a great dual team as well.
Yeah, and taking a look at 2A, Solon is the number 2 seed going in. They take on Sergeant Bluff Luton in the first round, and then New Hampton is the number 1 seed. Certainly Solon has the firepower to come away with that thing, and, you know, we'll see how it all plays out in 2A.
Right, you know, because Solon, you know, they advanced 13 to district, so you know dang well they've got a good tournament, dual team. Tournament team that way. They didn't get that many to state. I can't remember if it was 6 or 7, but it still shows you that they have a nice dual team. So they could do some damage.
How about 1A? Don Bosco and Lisbon. They've met already once this year. I got a feeling they're gonna meet again.
I got a feeling they probably will too. Lisbon with. All they need to do is basically change one match, and I know which one it was at the first one because I went up there and watched it. So it's gonna be a Donnybrook up there with Lisbon and Don Bosco, because both the coaches, the fans, and the wrestlers really get into this. So it's gonna be a dandy.
Of course, the districts for the traditional state tournament held last weekend in all the classes. Any individual upsets, Wyatt?
I would say not. Well, there was down at Wilton, and I'm blank now who it was. But basically, the ones that were supposed to get through, whether they finished first or second, did get through. I know Jim lost a 2A kid, but as far as my rank kids and 1A rank kids, we got a majority of the kids through that were supposed to make it. And I think I text you this weekend, Scott?
Yep.
About Axmere up there at Hudson. He did a great job.
There you go. You see, you were watching, you were paying particular attention, weren't you?
I was just kind of chuckling when he won his championship match, and you know, he's one of 11 undefeated wrestlers out of 1A as well. So Axmere has had a great season.
Couple of pins, wasn't it?
Yes, it was. Yeah, he's he really looked good too. Let me tell you, because I hadn't really seen him. I've got some pictures of him, but he looked real solid.
Yeah. We'll start in 3A with wrestlers and what each team looks like as far as the biggies at the top. And that would be Southeast Polk, West Des Moines Valley, and Fort Dodge. Did everybody get through that they wanted to get through?
Yeah, I think so. I've been, of course, I like Twitter a whole lot. But
we all do.
Fun. But I hear there's some couple guys pulling out. Basically, with Southeast Polk strength, Valley, I think, is even going to have a hard time catching them. Fort Dodge, you know, Waverly and Dubuque, Western Dubuque, they're going to have to place a lot of guys in order to overcome that power.
Also, as far as 3A is concerned here, Wyatt, Dubuque Hempstead did very well at the District of Jefferson on Saturday.
Yes, they did. That was up at Waverly. Yes, they did. That's why I say Western Dubuque and Waverly. And, of course, they're going to meet in that duel right away, too. So it's pretty dang interesting, you know, with and actually Costello and Max Lyon are two of the undefeated wrestlers out of 3A, so they've got some firepower. But all those kids that for Western Dubuque that made it to state have got a place in order to as good as they are in order to overcome Fort Dodge, West Des Moines Valley, and Southeast Polk. So it's just going to be an uphill battle.
Wyatt, I talked to a couple folks who were at the 3A district at Jefferson, and both of them said they couldn't say enough about Marion and Marion's performance there.
Yeah, exactly. And, you know, is it Caleb Conway? Is one of the undefeated wrestlers. And, you know, he's even got a little uphill battle on his bracket as well let's see, who did he have? He's got Zach Barnes on his side of the bracket out of Southeast Polk. And, and Josh Gerke on the lower half of that bracket. His only losses are to Conway. So, but then he's stuck with the number two ranked kid in Stotts. So he's got a tough road, too.
Well, Gerke's match against Stotts, and you also list on your website the predicament, the 126-pound matchup between Will Foreman of Washington and Damon Lochner from Fort Dodge, two matches that could really impact the team standings, if not the team champion.
Yeah, I guess part of that is the Fort Dodge thing. Of course, Washington won't figure into it, but those kids, just like Valley or Southeast Polk, they've got to stay on the front side if they want to get a trophy. And Fort Dodge just doesn't have the depth that Des Moines Valley or Southeast Polk has. So I guess that's why I thought that was a pretty interesting first-round match.
Mm-hmm.
I'll ask you that we talk about this every year as far as seedings. Now, I say it this year, though, with an asterisk, because of the fact in basketball, they're getting the coaches together before the sub-states and seeding everything. They're getting them together before state and seeding them there. Yes, there are only eight of them. When they get together, there are a lot more as far as wrestling coaches are concerned. But have we gotten to the point now with all the information that we have that we can come up with a way to seed these so you don't have top five matchups in the first round?
I hope not. That's my opinion.
Okay.
I absolutely love this the draw. I guess, you know, I've talked to some different people. Some people wish they'd separate maybe the top four guys. But I was talking to somebody over the weekend, and I asked him what he thought. He says, you know, I like the draw. He said, because there's interesting matches this first round that I probably wouldn't go to. And this way I go to that first round. Otherwise, you're going to sit and wait for that second or semifinal round before you have those key matchups. And so that's the reason I like the draw, because you just have some interesting matches throughout the whole tournament.
125 rated wrestlers in Class 3A in the field. So you did pretty well with your rankings.
you hit that right on the nose, too. And then not only that, we'll break it down a little more. Four of those 15 kids that didn't make it were the third ones out of that district, so that they one of them was not going to advance anyway, and then there was another, and then there was an injury, Kleesner out of Western Dubuque. So actually, it wasn't too bad for me at 10 out of 140.
Mm-hmm. Wyatt Schultz joining us from The Predicament. You can check him out online at thepredicament.com. That is their website as we preview the state wrestling tournament. That is Class 3A, and how about 2A? Taking a look at that a little bit, who do you think is the team to knock off by the time Saturday night rolls around?
Boy, I tell you what, Solon, well, New Hampton's just going to be so hard to beat, you know, with... would they have six or seven district champions? You know, all those guys come through. Yes, they didn't advance as many to state as they would have liked, probably. But Solon, of course, you know, they've got a legitimate shot at three or four guys in the finals with the West and Nelson and Linderbaum. So, and that's going to be, I think Linderbaum's got an interesting first-round match as well. Just like the other classes, you got to stay in that front side to get your points.
What does Solon have to do? I mean, they need state championships from the West, I would imagine. Yeah, bonus points, all the bonus points they can get, and probably a couple upsets along the line to give them a shot at getting New Hampton.
Yeah, I would say so too. And then, like you said. New Hampton may have to drop a match or two or go on the backside. And you can't forget about Creston either. Atlantic probably is more of a dual team than a tournament team because they've got a good dual team. It'd be interesting for them in that dual portion. But Solon, just basically you've got to have those guys win and with the West, if people haven't watched them, they're a lot of fun to watch, and they're going to score some bonus points.
I don't know if you ever thought about this, Wyatt, but what's the least number of wrestlers you can take to the state tournament and win a state championship? Like four or five?
It's actually going to depend on the other schools. Years ago, I guess I always refer back to Hudson. They took five guys to state, which was 2A at that time. And they finished third in sectionals, but they only had five guys. And then in districts, they finished second, but were state champions because they placed all five guys. I think they had four or even five of them in the finals at that time, the Edelsons and Peterson. And so it just depends. You couldn't probably do it with five guys in 3A because you just don't have as many schools. But you could probably do it in 1A,
yeah,
because you have schools and are just more spread out.
Well, speaking of 1A, Lisbon and Don Bosco, is it going to come down to that? Although Albernette's got their big guns down there, and North Lynn's got their big three down there as well. So what's 1A look like?
Lisbon, you know, they had seven district champions. And the traditional part of it, to me, you'd be hard pressed not to say Lisbon, although Don Bosco would probably argue with me a lot. But they're going to be tough to beat, did you also know that if Brad Smith wins a state title, he will tie Bob Siddons for most state titles in state history?
I did not know that.
So, you know, and actually, if he can win the dual title as well, that would bump him over Bob Siddons.
Mm. Well, and Brad's done a great job getting back to Lisbon. I think he's just re-energized a little bit as well. And there's going to be a lot of eyes, I know, on Cale Happel at 113 as he goes for his first as a freshman. And then a lot of eyes at 126 on Alex Thompson, of course, of Underwood.
Yes, and don't forget about Brody Teske out of Fort Dodge as well. Those are two undefeated juniors going after their third title. Like I said about the West, if you haven't ever watched those two kids, you got to watch those as well. It's one of those things. I go to Fargo every year, and I get to watch those kids in Fargo. So it's a lot of fun. They're energized.
All get started. You got all kinds of coverage already up at the website now at thepredicament.com, and I imagine more as we get closer and closer to things. And it's a great place to go check everything out, I know.
Yeah, exactly. And in fact, you give me about a half an hour, I will start putting out the 1A 1A previews and 1A matchups.
Yeah, they got. I know you got the top 10 first round 3A matchups already up there. So
right, and I do this in the order of the rotation at Wells Fargo. You know, so it's 3A, 1A, 2A, and if people are wondering why I do it the way I do it, yeah. So I do it the same way they wrestle.
3A is up first.
Yep.
Only thing you have now to do is to make sure that Mark's tie is properly affixed on Friday and Saturday.
Ironside, that is. Yeah.
Yeah, in fact, I've had communication with him already today, so we'll be set with Mark.
Very good. I know it's a lot of fun, and we look forward to the state wrestling meet each and every year. And like I said, even if you're not a big wrestling fan, you got to go to this thing once in your life just to take it all in, because it is an amazing, amazing sporting event.
Yeah, it actually is. About a week or so ago, I got an email from an individual out in Ohio, and it was an advertisement deal. But anyway, I told him that I was getting kind of busy, and his response, that's right, he said, I've heard that the Iowa State tournament is second to none. And this is coming out of Ohio, which is a wrestling-rich state. So the word spreads.
Well, there's a couple of texts on our Jerry Ask Investment Services text line. Perhaps you can tackle the 6739. Wants to know about in Class 1A, 113 in heavyweight seem to be loaded. What your thoughts there are?
It does, but at the same time, 1A, some of those kids, you're kind of looking at, and I don't know how to politely say this, because I grew up in Northeast Iowa.
Strength of competition.
Kids don't have the competition, correct? And if you're wondering about Camilio out of Postville, who's 41-0, he actually has beaten some pretty decent kids, but he doesn't let wrestle the competition. Say that Cale Happel does, or Ragsdale out of Dyke New Hartford, or even Logan out of Underwood. You know, you just don't have that. So it appears to be loaded. So we'll see what happens.
The other thing at heavyweight, that's where Jared Brinkman is of Regina. Kyler Schott of North Lynn is there. Sadler Jessup. You got some big footballers in there.
Yes, you do. And if I'm not mistaken, they were pretty well split too, weren't they? Because I think Brinkman and Schott were on opposite brackets. Yeah, they are. So that was the good part about it. And Schott and Sadler would meet in the semifinals as well as Brinkman and Nag. So you couldn't ask for actually any better than that.
You have a 2A 106-pound champion prediction. That's out of the blue.
Is that from you or is that from
That's on the text line. I'm sorry.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I'll tell you what we do, and that'll be coming out on in the previews, because we do pick our finalists. We don't pick our winners. We pick our finalists. And I'll tell you who I picked, which was Kesterson out of Williamsburg and Esmoel out of West Liberty.
Okay.
And our friend KJ Pilcher did tweet something to me and says that he believes they only do records for the traditional meet for the coaches,
which would tie. I'm assuming he's talking about Brad.
Right, right.
Tie Bob Siddons.
Yeah, yeah. So it's only for the traditional meets, not the duels. So. There we go. All right. You'll have great stuff. I know KJ will have great stuff. So check it all out and take it all in and soak it all in, everybody. It's fun. It's 4 days. It's the six-ring, eight-ring circus over there.
Yeah, it's a great time.
All right. Hey, thanks, Wyatt. Appreciate it. Have fun.
All right. Thank you, guys.
All right. Wyatt Schultz from The Predicament. And check out all his stuff there. And a lot of stuff from the state wrestling tournament. We'll try to keep you updated as we can. It's not like it used to be, Mark. I mean, I remember back to the days of the late, great Vince Mayer helping us out with wrestling results because you didn't have the internet. You had the AP wire. And you had correspondence in Des Moines. That's how you got your results. And that was even going back maybe to 10, 15 years ago. But it's all changed now.
Vince, one of the most remarkable wrestling reporters that I've run across, because he's blind.
Yep.
And didn't have the advantages of people with sight, but he was as knowledgeable or more knowledgeable than anybody out there.
And every year, I think of Vince at this time, every year. What an incredible guy he was, and we miss him. We miss him around here. He was the walking encyclopedia as far as wrestling was concerned.
He was indeed. We'll bring you as many results as we can tomorrow, action getting underway at the state duels, and then Thursday and Friday, action gets underway at 9 a.m. on Thursday with 3A's.
3A, 1A, 2A is the rotation for this year. All right, 3:45 here on the program. We are going to take a break. We're going to come back. We'll talk a little bit about the rumored coaching hires for Iowa. And I think the rumors are starting to stick a little bit more because we're getting some more dominoes to fall. Talk a little bit about future UNI Panther Austin Fife as well and more. All that coming up on the Gym Class KGYM.
Progressive presents Mind Flowness with Flo.
Your mind is a blank slate as you enter total relaxation. Safe driver, paperless, multi-car. They are wrapping their savings around you. Like the tinfoil that wraps around your hot dog at a ball game, which for some reason costs $12.50.
Switch to Progressive and surround yourself with savings. Visit Progressive.com today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
They're gonna kill the love of my life.
Casey!
If I don't go back to what I was doing.
On February 24th.
Our line of work is quite brutal and quite ruthless.
How far would you go for love?
You steal a truck, bring it to me. Then you make your money.
Is it dangerous?
Of course it's dangerous!
Nicholas Holt, Felicity Jones, with Ben Kingsley and Anthony Hopkins.
All this trouble, all this pain, for love.
Collide, in theaters February 24th. Rated PG-13, may be inappropriate for children under 13.
When you drive your vehicle for the first time, you want to make sure it stays as good as new for as long as possible. That's why you should make the switch to Bensoil Synthetics with Pure Plus technology, a modern motor oil made from natural gas and designed to protect your engine against wear. Make the switch to Bensoil Synthetics today and let the performance speak for itself. Save $2 per quart on any qualifying Bensoil purchase. See Bensoil.com/rebate for more information.
Imagine a store that lets you get anything you wanted. An HD flat screen TV, a high capacity ultra quiet washer and dryer, a complete living room set, anything you wanted. And imagine if you didn't need a lick of credit to get it. That store simply believed in you and gave you an affordable payment plan. Imagine if they even delivered it, set it up, and serviced it at no additional cost. Well, that store exists. That's Rent-A-Center. Imagine that. Rental purchase transaction. See store for details.
Covering Eastern Iowa sports for more than 40 years combined. UNASH and Dukes. The Gym Class on KGYM.
All right, back at 3:48 here on the program as we take it through 4 o'clock. APC following us from 4 o'clock until 7 o'clock with Todd and Tyler. Happy Valentine's Day to everybody out there. And we have the final results in, so without any further delay, we're going to throw it to Jeff Downing real quick out at Lancer Lanes, and he's going to let us know who won today and who is going to be moving on as far as the state bowling districts are concerned. Jeff, go ahead with those results.
How about a sweep for Prairie? The Hawks, they came from behind. Also for the girls, battled down with Muscatine for the girls and winning by 3 pens, 29-81 to 29-78. So the Prairie girls moving on to state, and really came down to the last game for the Baker as they had their lowest game in game five, and Muscatine did too. They end up tying the Baker fifth game, and again, 3 pens was the difference. Prairie moves on in states. As far as the boys, winning by 26 pins over Iowa City West, 31-41 to 31-15. Good sweep for the Prairie boys and girls in bowling, heading up to Des Moines next week for the state competition. Individually, Kaylin Rios from Iowa City West, series with two games, bowling a 5-23, so he was hot, 257-266. Kaylin Rios from Iowa City West moves on to state as well individually. And for the girls, a high series went to Kristen Swank from Muscatine, a 225-216 for 441, and she moves on to the state tournament as well. It's been a good day of bowling, especially for the Prairie boys and girls moving on to state. Congratulations to the Hawks.
Give that Rios kid our contact information. We could use him tomorrow night.
I'll talk to him, okay?
All right. Thanks, Jeff, for all the hard work.
All righty.
Jeff Downing over at Lancer Lanes. That's good series, two-game series right there.
Not too bad.
Not too shabby.
I've had less than three.
I have two. I have two. 350 here on the program. Another domino falling as far as the assistant coaching carousel is concerned. We mentioned the fact that Tim Polasek is... looks like he's picking up stakes, moving from Fargo, North Dakota, North Dakota State, to become Iowa's offensive line coach. Well, and maybe another piece of the puzzle, Courtney Messingham, North Dakota State has announced, has moved up, and he will be on the staff for the Bison now. Former University of Northern Iowa player and former UNI coach has been named to the staff at NDSU right now. So that would certainly make sense as far as Polasek then coming down to take that spot at Iowa. And again, Kelton Copeland, rumored to be the new wide receivers coach for the Iowa Hawkeyes, coming over from Northern Illinois. So there you go. Maybe the Iowa staff is filled at this point. And why not? Because the big Iowa get together coming up, where the they got the Hawkeye cruise next week. So
is that next week?
That's next week.
Okay.
Well, this week, going into next week.
Okay.
So I think they wanted to have everything set in stone before they departed.
Set sail, yeah.
Before they set sail. So there you go. I think they got everything taken care of there. So last night we had high school basketball, Waverly Shell Rock and Linmar. Very good looking Waverly Shell Rock team. They are going to be a force to be reckoned with down in Des Moines if they make it down there in Class 3A. I got to see Austin Fife last night, 6'10", 255-pounder. That's going to be headed to UNI next year, just like his dad did, Steve, back in the day from good old Nashua, Iowa. And this kid's ready to play Division I basketball right now. Left-hander, can't teach 6'10", good footwork. Not a great leaper, not a great shot blocker, can block shots at 6'10", he's going to help you and I in a big way right away. I don't think there's any doubt.
You're telling me earlier that he's not the only component on that team either. Very well-rounded team, a couple 6'5 kids.
And a kid that can shoot the lights out.
Yeah, good combination.
Yeah, if you got a 6'10 post and a kid that can shoot threes at about 50% or so, you're going to win a lot of basketball games. And Waverly Shell Rock shot 62% last night in the first half, and we're never headed in that game. Ran a really nice, a lot of nice things that they ran last night.
Keep an eye on Waverly Shell Rock as we head towards the state tournament, and got basketball action tonight on all three frequencies. Scott Unash on the call with a very, very good Iowa City West team, and I'd say capable Jefferson team at certain times. Yeah,
absolutely. Jefferson been one of the two surprise teams. I think that has been the collection as far as the MVC boys coaches are concerned, along with Prairie. And Jefferson and West go at it tonight from the Jayhawk gym, and we'll have it at 7:30. You got all your Valentine's Day duties taken care of? You got everything? You got all the hay in the barn right now, as they say?
It was in the barn last night.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's the subject of our poll question from Emil's Hideaway at KGYMRadio.com.
I got ahead of the game because it convenienced me.
I was done by the weekend. I felt so relieved.
You showing me up.
Well, I didn't say what I did. I just said I was done. I'm with you. I had no time this week with the basketball going hot and heavy. What's the question?
KGYMRadio.com. The poll question is, how much money did you spend on your partner this Valentine's Day? We give you four choices: under $20, between $20 and $50, between $50 and $100, or over $100. Thanks to Emil's Hideaway, First Avenue Southeast in Cedar Rapids, next to Home Depot, and in behind Taco John's, and a great place to take your significant other to dinner or lunch.
Be a nice treat.
Seems to me we're missing one option in the poll question.
What would that be?
Nothing.
Nothing. I went over 100. I think my wife wouldn't be very happy about that. All right. While you chew on that, we will take a break, come back, and wrap things up after this. KGYM.
Well, Valentine's Day is right around the corner. And guys, ladies love nothing more than jewelry, flowers, and chocolate. So here at Siegfried Hoyt Jewelers, you get all three. How about that? The trifecta of Valentine's Day gifts. And at Siegfried Hoyt, our diamonds are chocolate with our Levion Chocolate Diamond Collection. And just for Valentine's Day, we're giving you from $75 to $250 off your purchase of $499 and more. So let's go over this one more time. With any jewelry purchase of $499 or more, you get roses, chocolate, and $75 all the way up to $250 off. Sounds like a pretty good time to wow her like you've never wowed her before with Levion Chocolate Diamonds, some amazing diamond studs, a diamond anniversary band, or the big whopper of all Valentine's Day gifts, the diamond engagement ring. We're Siebke Hoyt Jewelers, and it's time for the trifecta of Valentine's Day.
Once upon a time, there was an office full of grumbly staffers with computer issues.
So they called us. We love a challenge.
They needed a rescue from troubled servers, networks, blue screens of death, and more.
That's what we do for businesses in the corridor, and we have been for over 30 years. We are IT Solutions.
They are IT Solutions.
I just said that. Anyway, we know a properly configured and maintained computer network can make your employees 5 to 15% more efficient.
That's a whole lot of happy.
Yeah, it is. We monitor our client systems to make sure they're working. A lot of times, we solve a problem before a client even knows there is one.
Sounds like secret high-tech stuff.
Sure. Our clients have a dozen to a few hundred computers, some a few less, but they all have a lot of happy and productive employees because their computers work.
And they can stay focused on
taking care of their customers instead of their computers.
Find your happily ever after at IneedMyComputersToWork.com.
Go to IneedMyComputersToWork.com to learn more.
First Federal Credit Union is proud to present Corridor High School Athletics on the Gym. First Federal Credit Union, financial solutions for the way you live. FirstFedCU.com. Member NCUA and Equal Housing Lender.
They go to the ballpark to watch the game. Scott Unash and Mark Dukes, the Gym Class, KGYM.
3:56, APC coming your way next year on KGYM. Mark Ironside joining us coming up tomorrow. And so we will talk with him about college wrestling. Iowa had their senior day last Sunday against the Nebraska Cornhuskers. A few heated matchups, as Mark said, as Mark promised there would be. So we'll talk with him about that and talk a little bit about the state wrestling tournament with Mr. Ironside, the Hall of Famer, coming up tomorrow on the program. Looking forward to that.
Listen to him on Sunday, and he puts as much energy into a broadcast as anybody.
Yeah, he does.
A couple texts in regards to our poll question at the Jerry Ask Investment Services text line. 6739, 23 years of yes, dear. That's priceless. Cajun Troy, I hope today is not the only day you show her extra special love.
Oh, Troy, are you kidding?
What a romantic Troy is.
One of the great romantics of our time, Cajun Troy. Thank you very much for that. Hope everyone has a great, happy Valentine's Day out there with your significant other, whoever that may be. And we'll be back tomorrow with another edition of the show beginning at 3 o'clock. Stay tuned. APC coming your way next. Have a good night tonight.
We'll do a Bowling Night in America preview tomorrow.
Absolutely.
And among everything else we've got going on.
All right. APC next.
There's people who care where I'm going, and good friends who welcome me home.